Test 4. Part 2. You will hear a radio interview. First, you will have 1 minute to read the introduction and the items. Then, you will hear the interview. You will hear the interview only once. Decide if the statement for each of the items is true, plus, or not true, minus. And mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now, you will have 1 minute to read the items.
Welcome, listeners, to today's Making Contact show. I'm Brian Wells. Today, we're talking about homelessness and how it is that so many young people find themselves sleeping on the streets these days. Some suggest that these young people are fit and well enough to get a job. But most agree that the best solution would be if they gave themselves a second chance and finished their education. My guest today is Paula Green, who has been sleeping rough for quite a while and is happy to share her experience. Welcome, Paula.
Hello, Brian.
So, Paula, could you please tell our listeners how it is that you are homeless at such a young age?
Well, Brian, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. I think it's really important that we younger homeless get to share our stories so people can see that we're not all lazy beggars. I'm 21, and I first started sleeping rough when I was 19. I'd run away from home as my parents were arguing a lot, and I was always caught in the middle. I haven't been on the streets constantly, but this time it's been 6 months.
So what about your schooling?
Despite the problems at home, I did really well at school, and I got 3 A levels with good marks, so I qualified for college. But when my parents started splitting up, then it all went out the window, and that opportunity got taken away from me.
That must have been really hard. Was there no other option for you other than sleeping on the streets?
Well, I actually managed to start college. I lived in the college halls of residence, and I got a job at the college bar to pay my rent.
So what happened then?
My boyfriend and I split up, and I was really upset. And I started drinking, and I stopped attending classes. And when that happened, I lost my job, and then my room.
Didn't the college help you?
I guess I was too proud to ask. But thankfully, I had a few mates who were really happy to let me sleep on their sofas for a few days or weeks, and I managed to pull myself together. But then something happened that would mean I would have to leave. They had guests or they were going away.
Couldn't you get your job back?
It had gone to someone else in the meantime. Eventually, I found a cleaning job and I got a room again and was able to finish my course and I got a hairdressing diploma. Before you ask, I did look for a job, but it's really hard to get a job without a fixed address. And it's really hard to get an address without a job.
What a vicious circle.
I know. I asked the local authorities to give me a registration address so I could get a job and get on the ladder, so to speak. It didn't work out. But even if it had, it wouldn't have really helped. Being a hairdresser, you're supposed to look and smell nice. And well, I don't, do I?
Again, where are your families and friends in this?
I haven't got any brothers or sisters, and my grandparents died when I was young. So I never had much of a family to start with. I see my parents occasionally, but my dad is unemployed and lives in a shared house, so I can't stay with him. And my mom has a new boyfriend now, so...
So where do you sleep and what do you eat?
Well, I'm quite good. I often ask people if I can help them, rather than just sitting around begging for money. And to be honest, there are a lot of good people in the world, and they often reward me with a drink or a sandwich, which I'm really grateful for. In bad weather, if I'm lucky, I get a ticket and ride the buses or tubes or find a burned-out car or something to sleep in.
Well, what about volunteer shelters?
I've been to a few, and every once in a while, I get a bed for the night and a bowl of soup. But there are normally so many people in need that I was not always lucky. Actually, it's kind of easier in wintertime, as people are happy if you clean their paths and stuff. It was really hard in the beginning because most people don't trust me. But then I start speaking to them and I explain my circumstances and they can hear that I actually speak quite nicely. And then there is always some kind heart who will help me help myself.
You mentioned that you used to drink a lot. Are most homeless people addicts?
You know, they're the people you see the most on the streets, and so they influence the public's view. I think that there are more people like me who are trying to get off the streets and keeping themselves busy as much as possible. Of course, homelessness can lead to depression and other mental health issues, and a lot of people do go through periods of heavy drinking or drugs, but in the main, I'd say the majority of young people on the streets would love a home and a job and are doing what they can to get one.
So what can we, as a society, do to help?
I suppose people need to get educated about homelessness and to talk to homeless people before judging them. Most of us are happy to share our stories. Above all, we need companies willing to employ us. By the way, I've just applied for another job, so fingers crossed, I'll have good news soon.
Great. Well, that's all we have time for today, I'm afraid. It's been great talking to you, Paula, and good luck for the future. I'd love to have you back here in 6 months' time with an update.
Oh, that would be lovely. Thank you for having me today.
Now, you will have half a minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension, Part 2.